Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Good evening, everybody. We are continuing with Simon Shun Chavav. We started discussing a little bit the halachas of Rechitza B'Shabbos. We'll continue with that. So what we learned so far is the halacha that a person is not allowed to wash himself on Shabbos. It's Gzeres Rechitza on Shabbos. And the reason is because if you'd be allowed to have a bath on Shabbos, you'll end up warming up the water on Shabbos. So it's Gzeres to Bishul, because if you'd be allowed to have a bath, you're unlikely to have a freezing cold bath. So if you would be allowed to have a bath, you'd probably be concerned you're going to end up heating up the water to have a pleasant bath. Chachamim therefore categorically forbade rechitza on Shabbos, washing on Shabbos. Not only that, but even eva levad, which is also if you have one limb at a time, is also. And even if the water was preheated before Shabbos, it's still also. The only exception we learned is if it's ponim, if you've got a single, if you do the ponim, yod of raglov is permitted. And we also learned the exception of water which is heated by the springs, that's also not included in the gzera. We then also learned, Seif Dal and Seif Hei goes into the discussion of warming yourself up. Once you've got body, you did get wet, and you warm yourself up. Well, when there's still water covering your body, if you warm yourself up, then you're warming up the water, and that's also as well. What's up to say, Vav, which is page 322 in our editions. Also, written al gabe bitnoi. Moving on a little bit, changing the topic a little bit, and that's hot water bottle. Maybe a little bit of a surprise that a hot water bottle exists already in the times long ago. And here in Sivov teaches us also little and gab a bit no cliche b'mayim chamim. A person is not allowed to put on his stomach an item shiesh b'mayim chamim, which has in it hot water. Not allowed to do that. Ve'afilu b'choel, and this is in fact also even on weekdays. So on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it, and also on Tuesdays also not. You're not allowed to put a kli shiyesh boi ma'im cham, and a kli which has hot water in it, you're not allowed to put it on your stomach, even on weekdays, and it's also mipnei hasakana, because that is a danger. Shepa'omim, at times, shem roischim, at times it's boiling hot, and it's therefore dangerous. So there's a sakana in that, and therefore it's also. Avol mutal ochem beged, but what you're allowed to do, is you're allowed to warm up a beged, a clothing item, you'll have to warm that up, and put that on your stomach, that will be permitted. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. We've got new tests. This is also on weekdays. This cliche is also on weekdays, and on Shabbos. Because could be on Shabbos is an additional problem as well. Shema, perhaps, the water will leak. And besides the fact that it's a kohen, he's going to have a chitz, he's going to wash himself on Shabbos. So there's two problems. On weekday, there's a problem of sakana. It could be dangerous. Boiling hot water is dangerous. And on Shabbos, an additional element, that even if it's not boiling, but there's not a problem over here, that you may end up, if it's leaking, you may end up having a little unconventional kind of a shower on Shabbos. So, and therefore, there's two problems on Shabbos and additional Issa as well. And therefore, if the bottle that you're using is kli sogu, which is closed, tightly closed, and it's something which will not easily open, shekorim varm flash, which is called in good Yiddish, varm flash, that's right, a hot water bottle. Flash means a bottle. Then sure it's permitted. Because this is something which is unlike Shulchan Aruch is talking about the kli sheyesh b'mayim chamim. And the way the Mishnah interprets it, it's something which is open. You have this boiling hot pot of piping bubbling water and you put that on the stomach. You can appreciate it's not perhaps the safest kind of thing to do. So that the Shulchan Aruch says better not, because that's a zakana. Better not. But what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if it's a kli sog or something which is tightly closed, and you can assume that it's not going to leak, so then Mishnah Berurah says, that will be permitted, that's more, and that's probably quite similar to the contemporary hot water bottles. But, the story is not as simple as that. Because But there is also an explanation of Tosfos. And Tosfos explains the Issa of this Shulchan Aruch in a different way. He says, according to explanation of Tosfos, the reason why it is also to have a kli with hot water on your stomach, the reason is not because of the potential sakana, but for another reason altogether, Mishum the Minka, it's recognizable Shulchan Aruch. You're doing a medical activity. You're putting a hot water bottle on your stomach. That's why it's also on Shabbos. Forget about danger, but on the contrary, it's a medical activity to do on Shabbos. It's also for gzeirah mishum shchikas hamamonim, and this gzeirah that will be discussed in Siman Shin Chav Ches extensively about refuah to do any refuah on Shabbos, any medical activities also to do on Shabbos. So Gambaze also this is also also. So Chol Yeshlok Mishabur says So Chol Yeshlok. If there's a great need, it may be there may be reason to be matir. So if Chol Yeh Machloek is why this kli is also this kli shot sheesh b'mem cham is also the first understanding of the Mishabur is because of sakona that it may leak and that could be very dangerous. And the second understanding is no, this is a refuah on Shabbos. It's a refuah. And any refuah is also to do on Shabbos because there are shrikas hamamonim. Any refuah is also, that's not only taking pills, but anything you take, you're doing for medical purpose, for healing purpose is also, we'll speak about that a lot in Mitzvah Shemeshin Chofres, which is really very soon. So that is so that's also included in that, and that will therefore be the also in the Gzeirah of Shrikas Hamamonim will be also therefore. Mishnah Berurah is Matel Tzorech Gadol. So what does that mean, Rabbi Sarah, according to, for us, a hot water bottle on Shabbos? Somebody's got a stomachache. What will be the hot water bottle on Shabbos? Because of Shrikas Hamamonim, because you may end up feel that you may feel that this is not good enough, this hot water is not good enough, and therefore what you're going to end up doing is you actually need some medicine, and the medicine, the way you're going to create this medicine is by being shechi, by grinding some herbs.
If it's a sakana, you don't?
Yes, absolutely, but we're not talking about a sakana here. You're right, if it is a sakana, it will be mutter. We're clearly not talking about somebody who's a pikuach nefesh level, correct. Yeah.
I would say the way that we do things in our generation, anyone who's a berry isn't going to use a hot water bottle, and anyone who's using a hot water bottle isn't just a mechesh, they're going to be
So you're assuming that chole she'en bo sakana is mutter to do, is not included in the issa of refuah, which is it's an assumption. We'll speak about that in Shin Chofres.
I mean, there's no
malach
involved. The only issa would be
just refuah. The issa refuah, and the issa refuah may apply to somebody who's a chole she'en bo sakana.
Yeah, I am assuming would be no issue.
Okay, we'll speak about that. We'll get to that in Shin Chof Ches. We'll get to that. Yeah. Okay, so that is an interesting point. We'll have to wait for Shin Chof Ches to discuss that, because that will be, Shin Chof Ches is going to teach us that it's not necessarily true. We'll get to that, Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah. No, it looks like that's not going to spill. It looks like it's just a hot item that hasn't absorbed sufficient liquid to leak out. Yeah, it is. Aval mutar hachem big baget v'lit nal bitman. Yes, it's not something which is. I assume that it's not something which could leak. It's something which got a little liquid inside it, or no liquid at all, in a way that is not going to. It's not. There's no chashash Hey, look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof. Mutar lachem beged. V'adin lachem kli b'Shabbos. If you talk about a kli, you're also allowed to warm up a kli. Now, I don't know which kli would be good for that. Imagine you, I don't know which kind of kli would absorb sufficient heat and retain its heat. A brick? Pardon? And that will absorb. Okay, good. So a kind of stone. Yeah, okay, so let's that would be a good example. Something which will like absorb heat, and that will be then, so that would be mutter to keep on your body, and then, and then keep on your body in that, and that would be mutter. The mutter alfer le preshe toisam to le minke kukach shur lefuah. Now, interestingly, Reb Shlomo Zalman speaks about, and I wonder if that has changed yet again. Reb Shlomo Zalman discusses a hot water bottle. And I don't know when this tshuva was written by Reb Shlomo Zalman, but I wonder if things have changed again. He says, it has the hot water bottle. He says, hot water bottle, do you sometimes have a hot water bottle? It's rare. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, hot water bottle. Nowadays, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's not something which is done for a fuah. Hello, people, in the cold winter months, when it's freezing cold outside, they will take a hot water bottle, even if they're feeling well. Because it's just freezing cold outside, and the way to keep them is as well, they're going to put a hot water bottle. So he says, I go to the second pshat in Mishnah Berurah, that it's something which is refuah. He says, if something is derech briyim, if you're doing something which everybody else does, and it's not something necessarily done for medicine, then there's a het in its own right. So he said that nowadays that everybody takes hot water bottles into bed when they're freezing cold. So therefore, it's not refuah anymore. It's something which is so common and so widespread that the issa is pushed away. It's not refuah anymore. It's mutter. That's what Shlomo Zalman passes on Halacha Maaseh. Now I wonder if this is something which is still applicable, because perhaps in the 90s, I don't know when this was written, I can appreciate that in the 60s in Yerushalayim, 1970s in Yerushalayim, where also there was a lot of poverty, and I don't know how reliable the heating was in that. I think nowadays you think about 2018 in UK, where people pretty much have got heating in the houses, and if you're 5 minutes, the heating is not working in the winter, then it's a panic mode. So I don't know how common it is that people take a hot water bottle into their beds if they're feeling well. I don't know. It's probably worthwhile investigating that, because it will depend on that. If it is still common, then Shlomo Zalman is right, and then the issa is pushed away. But if it's really uncommon that people will not generally take a hot water bottle if they are well, then the halacha will probably be like Mishnah Berurah said, that it's still going to be awesome. That's what I think. So I wonder if Reb Shlomo Zalman has moved on already in the 40, 50 years since the cold Yerushalayim days. And I think maybe things have changed a little bit. Perhaps. I'm not sure. Do you hear my svarah? I don't know. Do people take out water bottle if they're well into the bed? I'm not so sure. Now, an interesting shayla Moshe was asked, and I was surprised to see that Moshe already had this. I thought it was more recent invention, was the electric blanket. The electric blankets, I don't exactly know how they work, but I assume that there are, anybody electric blankets? Yeah, anybody? So it keeps warm, nice and warm. Plug, yeah, so I suppose that's the purpose. So the question is, would that be also yes or no, based on this Mishnah Berurah that we saw now, based on the Shulchan Aruch? Electric blanket, Rabbi Yisai. Emotion, Chele Gimel.
It's just a heater, isn't it?
Yeah? So, what's the halacha? If it's according to... So let's go according to reasons. According to the... If it's the potential sakana of leaking, would that apply or not? Yeah, so that, I hear that. I was almost thinking about that as well. That it's a different zakonah, so therefore, lich'oira, you can't be medama. So it's not the zakonah that was established. The zakonah was hot water. That doesn't applicable. So lich'oira, that doesn't apply. But I was thinking about that. I appreciate that svara. But the other reason was refuah. So refuah, is that refuah or not?
You can start ushering electric blanket with the air conditioning and central heating and double glazing.
Well, because it's not done for... Yeah, okay, that's pretty much what Moshe says. There's not something which is specifically for cholim. It's not something which is specifically for medical purposes. For people who are cold, that's the way they want to keep themselves warm. Perhaps it's more common by the more senior members it could be, but it's like either way, it's not considered a cholim. It's not something which is medicine, and therefore the Moshe is matted, and he said that it's not, there's not an issa to use them on Shabbos. Okay, we move on to see if you say, Haroichet Bena. Now that is somebody who washes in a river in cold water. So shenagiv gufo yofek shoylemana. Shulchan Aruch is concerned now, and he said, somebody, okay, so you know what, you're going to the river and you're having a little dip in the river. Okay, so we learned so far that to be roichet is also. Why is this not a problem over here? Why is it not also mishum rechitza? Shulchan Aruch is very, very good. That's the point. Very, very good. That's not Eitzkei Chashma, because it's cold. We learned the Issa so far was only if it's warm or hot water. Cold water, Shulchan Aruch said explicitly, in Seif Aleph, but Tzoninin, cold water is not included in Gzeh. Cold water is mutter to have a shower. So now, so far Shulchan Aruch says. So now it's okay now. Okay, you're going to the river. Most rivers are cold water. So you're going to the cold water. Shulchan Aruch says, Arechetz Pana, Tzorich Shinagib Gufo Yofek, Sh'olim Na. When you're going out of the river, you've got to dry yourself really, really well. Tzorich, you must. Shinagib Gufo, you have to dry your body, Yofek, well. Sh'olim Na, when you get out of the river. Mipnei, because Shleisha Hu Amayim Olav, Shulchan Aruch is concerned that there will be water on your body. And you will end up carrying this water which is on you. You'll carry it when you're in Karmelis. You're going to be carrying on Shabbos. Remember, the water on you, is it something which you want to have? You don't want it. So therefore, it's not bottled to you. It's not nullified to you. It's water that you don't want. So it's carrying. Nobody said carrying has to be a bag. So sweating, good question. Well, we'll see that. Yeah, but why? So I suppose Jonathan wants to know, what's the difference? Rain. Yeah.
A very heavy downpour of waves.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
Soaking wet.
Yeah.
He wasn't expecting and didn't have a coat.
Yeah, good. What's the difference in rain and water from the river? Yeah, that's a good question.
What's an onus?
What is an onus? But does that define it into a mass or not? Is it defined? Is something considered a load because you had no option? And also inevitable. Yeah.
You're allowed to walk home with your shoes on if they're soaking wet because of you stepped in a bubble or it was pouring with rain because of...
Although you don't want it.
Right, because of, what's it called? Common abrius.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I'll appeal to the words of Shulchan Aruch, although I appreciate your question, but we'll have to define the words of Shulchan Aruch a little bit. Lefi sho'ele min achitz, because somebody who gets out of the sho'ele min achitz, if somebody has had a dip who's gone into the river and he's now is wet. So yesh riboi maim al gufo. The initial words of Shulchan Aruch is because there's a lot of water on him. He's dripping. Okay. Now see if the Shulchan Aruch lived in England. But somebody walks in the Rishos Rabbim, who motto soichav al roish, and it's pelting rain, valavushen on his clothing, loik pidu boichom, we're not makpid on that. So there's a distinction over here. The words of Shulchan Aruch is, we have to look carefully at those words. The difference is, there's a difference between somebody who's gone into the river, and is getting out of the river, that is, you have to be careful to dry yourself, because otherwise you're considered carrying on Shabbos. Carrying on Shabbos. You went to the river, yeah. But however, if you're walking and there is rain, so that Shulchan Aruch is, although you are sopping wet on your head, and your clothing, whenever concerned about you. That's not included in the Issa. So that is considered a masui, that's considered carrying, however, that's not considered carrying.
There's another reason too.
What's that?
It says a Gemara in Shabbos about someone who sticks his hand through a gate. And water land, it's raining, water lands on his hands, and then he takes it back again. And say that, Nakira, Minish Mayim, is called Nakira. So rain that falls on you.
That's interesting.
You have not been Akira that rain, and therefore.
Yeah, but this is talking about the walking of the Dalai Lama. You're talking about Akira. But once it's landed, surely this should be the Dalai Lama's Pashas Rabbim.
It will be commuted to a Durabonim because you haven't done
an Akira.
And
Havora and Hanukkah. Yeah, so that's if you didn't stop. But as soon as you have stopped, and there's a machlok as to whether Daladamas Pashas Rabbim needs an Akira and Anocha. But without going into that, as soon as you have stopped, you'll surely have done an Akira.
So what does somebody say that once you stop just for a rest,
it's
not cool?
Okay, that's based on many.
There's more Haterim to be communicated.
Perhaps. You're saying that it was never an Akira in the first place.
So when you're going to Shul, and it's suddenly, before you go, starting pouring with rain.
So Shulchan Aruch now telling us, Shulchan Aruch now tells us the words, Loikpidu. Now I'll tell you what the Mishtabura says. Mishtabura Loikpidu explains as follows. And Sivkot Chov Gimel Abo Yisai, the rain doesn't matter. And there's a distinction between the rain and the river, and the bath. Why? It's only a little bit. It's a minute amount. It's uncommon that you've got the full-fledged shear amount of carrying on Shabbos when it comes to the rain. For lo gozer was in. I hear that. That if that's if you're talking about tzvas, if you're talking about, but in England, if it's red, if it's pelting, Manchester, cats and dogs, Manchester, yeah. Yes, it, I know, but so I like Gozu was there. Shehu shloike derechotzo. It's not the regular way of carrying. I'm beverago. The first of toys mashma filu ribu yamai nivla belvushi gam kin muta derech behen. I'm betazatam. So boys, so we've got the main distinction Mishnah Berurah makes over here is as to whether the amount person who went to the river and he's come out, he's sopping wet, and that if he carries that. He's literally dripping. If he walks out now, immediately, straight away, that's considered a full shear of carrying water. He'll be chayiv on daladamas pushos rabim. However, if it's raining, it's normally considered a shear mut. It's not so much. It's not so much on your body. And that's not considered carrying on Shabbos. So the main essential point of Shulchan Aruch is to distinguish in the amount. Lots as opposed to little. It's a little bit hard to... Fully snow.
And sometimes it's not very heavily, and you'll get covered in snow.
Get covered in snow. Snow. So why is it snow? Yeah. I don't know. Snow.
It doesn't stick to
you. It falls off. Yeah. I haven't got a full answer according to Mishnah Berurah's Mahalach, but Mishnah Berurah does say that it brings a taz. And maybe that's what the background of it. He ends off in Shivkot Chov Gimel. Now this taz is a soul which we can, I think, perhaps appreciate a little bit better. And that's about the fact that it's an alternative as opposed to an alternative. First, nobody asked anybody to go and have a dip in the river. Nobody asked you to go into the River Thames to have a dip on Shabbos morning. You could have, I'm saying, come on, you could have done it on Friday, you could wait for Sunday. What's the big rush? Come on, just wait. So therefore, Chomim say that, make this into a masui. Chomim make that, the water is on you. You know, you had an alternative. Relax, you know, you don't have to have go into the river Dafka on Shabbos. And because of that, that's considered a must. However, when it comes to rain, nobody asked ever, there's no requirement on the Yiddish kinder, there's no requirement on Yidden to stay in the house if it rains. And nobody ever said there's an issa to live in England. You know, that's what it's like. It rains, and yes, it will rain. It will rain on Shabbos. And it will rain on Friday night, and there's nothing you can do about it because we live in England. And therefore, Chachamim never made this into a masu. That would be tofel, it will bottle to us, and therefore that's not an issa. So the point is as to whether you have an alternative or you don't have an alternative, as opposed to a lot and a little. So that's perhaps an approach which we can probably we can understand.
You don't have to go to shul if it's raining. You have an alternative.
No, but you have an obligation with the minyan. If it's within your area, within your radius, you have to go to a minyan. It's an absolute obligation. It's a chiyuv to daven with a minyan. So therefore, if a person would live in a faraway place where there's no minyan within the 18 minutes, and he wants to be machman himself and to go, then perhaps you could argue that since there's no obligation to go with a minyan, maybe therefore, I'm not sure. I would say that even then, a person should lechayre. He will lechayre. It's a bottle. Okay, that's not considered sakana. It's not a sakana. Yeah. Okay.
If you've got the right rainwear, most of it, it's not going to stay. It's not collect on you, isn't it?
Yes, but the question is, what if you don't? If you're not so well prepared for the English. So where will it be there for? You're right. But if a person is old, what would be the locha then? Will it be considered a master or not? Okay, that's what we got. Yeah. Now this goes without with a bit of a strong disclaimer. It does not necessarily mean that a person is allowed to go to the river on Shabbos in the first place. Because we're going to see later in Siman Shin Chav Zayin that actually there's a bit of controversy about that. No, not Shin Chav Zayin, it's later on in this Siman. As to whether there is a controversy in the first place, as to whether the person had to go what's included in the issue of going swimming on Shabbos as to whether that's included or not. So it's not so posh in the first place a person is allowed to go to the river, part time as a person may be allowed to go, and that's what we're talking about. Even if he's allowed to go, then there is still another problem of watching the what he has got. Okay, so okay, we'll stop here just to recap what we covered tonight. We learned the discussion of the hot water kli, which Shulchan Aruch says is also even on weekdays, because of the danger that it may leak and endanger you to burn. Cholila, a beggar is muta in the first place. Now, there's two reasons why this is also either because of chitza or because of refuah, and there's nafka minis according to both reasons. We then moved on and then see Zayin, which taught us a person is going to cold water and he's going to river. He has to ensure that when he goes out, he dries himself very well, because if he doesn't dry himself, then the water which is on him is going to end up carrying the lamas bekamelitz, which is also medabonon. We learned that the Shulchan Aruch does say, however, if he walks and it's raining, then a person doesn't have to be careful about this. And loik bidu bazeh. There was two reasons why. So what's the difference? First, and the main understanding of the Mishnah Berurah is because there's a difference between whether it's a lot or a little. If a person is very wet, then it's also. If a person is only a little bit wet, then it's mutter. And the second reason is the Taz and the Vilna Gaon, who tell us that difference as to whether it's inevitable or not. And if it's raining and it's inevitable to get wet, and therefore it's bottled to the gulf, and therefore it's not. However, if he goes into the river, then it's inevitable. He could have avoided it, and that's why it's also. Okay, more on this interesting topic tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.